couple of seconds. Can you...
Did you get any strange calls or emails or anything like that after last week's show?
Oh, man. About 8 o'clock in the morning, I got two blocked phone calls that they called me and hung up real quick. So I think that may have had something to do with the, the show topic. I made somebody mad. So when he called the second time, I just said, look, I know you're there. I can hear you breathing. I apologize for whatever I said about you. And they hung up, and that was it. So I think we're in the clear.
You're in the clear.
Everybody loves me.
They've been stalking you. You just don't know the difference.
Nope.
Well, my stalker did send me a text message that said, sorry.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know, but I took my own advice and I did not respond. And as far as I'm concerned, that person told me to lose their contact information, so how was I supposed to know who it was?
Wow. So he just said, sorry, you didn't say I said the apology, nothing like that?
Just sorry.
You didn't say, well, you didn't say, like, it's okay, my dude, don't worry about it?
No, just sorry, because you know, like, if you put something very, you know, like, hey, or something that would generate a response, like, sorry for what, or who is
this? Oh, you're right. That was a trap right there.
I didn't fall for it, though.
So how do you know it was him?
Because I didn't erase his information. Somebody tells you lose their contact information, you don't lose their contact information. If I, something happens to me, you guys need to be able to go through my phone and look up for the person that texts sorry last and go find them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So let's talk about the ones we let get away.
Mm.
Shall we?
We shall.
Okay.
We shall. But first, we're going to play a song from Sha Stimuli's The Breakup. This is a fan favorite.
You won't make this thing work, right? I got some questions.
Called The Happening.
Riddle me this. What happens if... If I'm chilling at the Walmart trying to buy underwear, the cashier smiling heavy. She says, holla if you need help trying these shorts on, and wrote her number down already. And she's sexy in a slutty way. Double D, whack weave, cute bunny face. What happens if I come in there another day? And she says she has a man, but she just wants to play. What happens then? What happens then? I guess my pimp and player life, it has to end. I want to get it in, sometimes I can't pretend, but I don't want to lose you. What happens when you go out with your girls? Olive Garden after work, couple cats next table, let out half a smirk. And then one of the dudes claims he just had the thirst to walk over and say something, he's not the average jerk. What happens when he sees you with your homies, but he compliments your smile like you the only one. He treats your little ring like it's a phony one. What happens when your heart beats like a smoking gun? You're supposed to run? You thank him kindly. He offers drinks, y'all don't decline them. He buys a round, then you're reminded of the days you were single, wish you could rewind it. Your girl starts to giggle, saying that he's fine, girl, I wonder if he's little. You try to block him out your head, but the riddle is your man doing the same? The thought fizzles out your brain, y'all kill your meal. Dead some drinks, the waitress said somebody paid y'all bill. And then you think you got a hubby that be going Dutch, and he's broke, kinda lazy, now it's getting tough. He left his car, came over to the table, said later, all your friends swoon. You wanna call him up? You wanna get a room? Or do you just brush it off and you just assume that this is what goes down once you jump the room? What happens then? What happens then? Your first love calls you by accident. He said he had a dream, y'all were camping then. He kissed you real slow, deep and passionate. You tell him that those words are inappropriate. He said he wasn't trying to be vulgar with it or disrespect his own situation, but he needed someone close to him that loves his conversation. He talks about his fam. He says his mom misses you, his nephew asked for you, and his sister too. He said his stupid wife is never in the mood, and you don't want to listen, but you can't be rude. What happens then? He comes in town. He wants to chill. He's feeling down. You think that I'll get mad if I know he's around? So you just think it's innocent. He takes you out. Your dress revealing. Your hooters show. margarita, had two of those. You found a spot that's secretive and super low. Reminiscent, he whispered, who would know? What happens then? What happens then? The girl that cheated on me, remember way back when? Facebook finally clicked out a friend. She sent me 20 messages, real adamant. What happens when I see her at a club and shit? She keeps apologizing on some other shit. I tell her that I'm about to go get up and hit. She starts to let out tears and has a fucking fit. What happens when I wanna just console her and tell her that she messed up what we had and now I'm older? And yeah, I'm not as broke, but I know her dude was a broker, so the market messed him up. You played your cards and got a joker. What happens then? I want revenge. I wanna make her body twitch back and bend. I feel like letting out my frustration for the time she told me I wouldn't make it and that we had to end. I wanna make her scream out my government. I make her say the Pledge of Allegiance if I get up in it. You think it's dumb. I know it's dumb as shit, but this is what could happen when someone commits. Tell me you ready.
Yeah.
I like. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that was the dog sound right there.
What happens then? We picked a few lines in the chat room that we liked. Sexy in a slutty way. And I wonder if his thing is brutal. Yeah. Good song, Sean. Good.
Yeah, it seems to be a favorite right there. So, back on topic. Jasmine.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever been on vacation, maybe? You know, Jamaica or something like that, ran into some dreadlock on the beach, or maybe college or high school, and there was someone that you let get away?
Yes, in all of those places, in fact.
Ugh, yeah.
What? I will. It was in Jamaica. It was, I don't know, was he one
that
I'm about
to make up some lies right now.
No, I'm not. Actually, I have more of the ones that let me get away.
Okay, so you think.
So I know. But I'll talk about the one that I think, in my opinion, I let get away. It was my high school sweetheart. And I know. I went off to college and I, you know, decided that I wanted to try new things and, you know, be single and free and fun and all that other kind of stuff. And he wound up getting married. And then he wound up getting married, like, soon after we broke up. And that ended. So, no, we were in college. Like, we went through high school into college.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when he was like a junior or senior in college and I was a sophomore going something like that. So he wound up getting married and going off to the military. I wound up having children and continuing school or whatever. No, that's not where the sad part comes in.
Okay, the sad part? Okay.
I like being in control of the board, but anyway. So, yeah, you know, we kind of did our own thing. We lost contact for a little bit and just kind of checked in here and there. And so we're back in contact now with one another. And, I don't think that it would work out long term or anything like that. Just because, you know, we're in different places. He's divorced and redoing the whole single thing. And as you guys know, I'm raising my children, not being tired or lazy, that type of stuff. So we have two different lifestyles, but we're still in touch with each other, and I really enjoy our conversations, and I enjoy when we do have a chance to be in the same state. I enjoy hanging out with this person. So, yeah,
so
just kind of one of those things.
Will he have beat rights?
Why?
Will he have beat rights?
Beat rights? No, he's not into music, Shaw.
No,
we're
talking about
what?
The rights. To be, like, does he have to work for it again? Like, what does he have to do to get back in?
No. You know what? Because I actually like this person, I don't even think that I would be interested in going that route. Because I would be, like, one of those, and then I would become a stalker. Like, But we made love.
So wait a minute. You see, the whole thing about this show is the one that got away. They didn't really get away if they're still there. It doesn't make any sense. But it seems like
you're
about to let them get away again,
way.
Though.
Yep.
But that's because of you. Like, here he is. He's back. He's doing the same damn thing.
No, it's not like that.
That was deep. It is like that. You know what? It's
no,
like
he's
when
not
we
in
ask,
my face, like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's like when we asked our caller from Iowa a couple of weeks ago, when do you get to be happy, Jasmine? Well, why not you?
Because
I mean, guys,
it's not
back.
The situation anymore.
It's why not?
What?
He's divorced. He's single. You're single. He's round.
Yeah.
You're round. What's up? He got away. He's back.
Okay, I'll get back
you
to
know
you
how
guys
much you're gay, Jasmine?
What the hell?
What did you say?
You know what I would do to get mine that got away? Here you
tell
are,
us.
Just shirking.
Tell
and,
us how you got away.
Well, I guess it's not as dramatic as your story, but I was in college, allegedly. And there was this girl. I was a junior. She was a freshman. Second semester freshman, so the age gap wasn't that great. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I didn't really know how she felt. Matter of fact, you know what? I was dating somebody when I met her. So nothing really went down. And the person that I was dating, we separated and or broke up, whatever. And me and this person were talking, but I didn't really know that she felt me like that. And I didn't really press the issue. And it wasn't until maybe, like, the last week of school that she came out and that she told me, you know, well, yeah, I'm feeling you. And, you know, allegedly she was, how you say, chaste. And she was telling me that, you know, she wanted me to have that. And whole long story. And yada, 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 you know, she moved away. And that is it. Never saw her ever again. That's it. That's my story. She's in Arizona now, actually. She's in Arizona, married to a Mexican guy.
Oh.
Named Pedro.
Have you seen her on Facebook?
No, not at all. I saw her on a MySpace days, you know, a few years ago. She was on MySpace. I tried to add her, but that didn't work out.
Oh, no.
She ain't add me. I don't know if she even saw, but she ain't add me. And that was it. She got away.
Wow.
You know, pretty much I was too. Huh?
No, because I don't really think that you know these people are really the ones that got away until you see them again after some time. Like, you might see the media and her ass is, you know, fat and not doing much with her life, you know?
No, that describes you. No. Get away means that they're gone, not that they come back. If they come back, you get them. But get away means that you've lost your chance forever. Well, you know, at least for 10 years, so.
Well, Jasmine has a chance right now. She's not taking it because she's a mother.
Yeah, Jasmine is just tripping.
Yeah, that's the only thing I heard you say. Oh, look at him.
Don't be like me. You're going to see him in Arizona married to some Mexican girl.
Oh,
not adding you on Facebook.
Wife was a Mexican too.
There you go.
I know. She's gone though. But so anyways, how about you, Shaw? Enough about me and letting him get away again.
All the girls I let get away are big. The one I thought I let get away, Vic got with her and then she became a stalker.
Oh.
Are you serious? Are there not enough girls in New York City that you guys have to share?
I dodged that bullet, you know. And I was, you know, that was fourth grade. You know, that was the last time I liked the girl, really. It was fourth grade.
Wow.
After that, I started protecting my feelings, you know what I'm saying? I would let them get away, and then, you know, they'd get big, and then I'd be like, that was a good move. You know what? There was this one girl that got married on me. And I didn't know that she was married. She didn't really get away. So I guess that doesn't really count. Because she's still around.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'm not, yeah. I'm not messing with her. I'm not messing with her, nothing like that, because you're married. And that would be totally wrong. Like, that's not what I do. But you might go out on a date or something. Just to the movies or something. Cause
you can go out to date?
Huh?
You can go out to the movies with a married woman that you used to have beat rights to?
Nah, but we friends now. So, you know, it's like, hey, I'm in town. You know, once you move out of New York and then you come back to New York, it's like, hey, I'm back. And then you can hit people up and then it's innocent, you know. Especially once you meet the husband. I didn't meet the husband. But still, like, it's innocent.
Uh-oh.
But I got to think of some more that got away. I just stopped liking people once they go. But you're right, though. Once you run into them, I think it changes things. Because last year I had this feeling that I let a couple of girls get away, and I was worried about it. And then I would go out, and then I'd run into them, and they have that that winter weight on them, and they looking real suspect, like they ain't want me to see them. And you kind of feel all right about things.
So you dodge yet another bullet, then, you're saying?
Technically, yeah. But, you know, I still think about them from time to time, and I wonder if they're all right, things like that. But I don't feel like I missed out on, you know, the one. Other than the one that you beat. I mean, that you was in a relationship.
I didn't say I beat that. But, you know, the funny thing is... Let that go,
she
man. That was 1980. What?
In third grade, she was hopping. Like, she was crazy.
Yes, she was. You know, yeah. I guess, you know, everybody who's listening, I guess we're, you know, shy, is not joking. I guess he really did covet my future stalker and set me up lovely with her. I don't know how he worked that out, but.
Facebook, and, maybe?
Yeah, that's another story. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes letting that one get away is a good thing.
I definitely agree with that, because there were some potentials that I had some years ago, and then I've caught up with them, and I'm just kind of like, oh, I was spared. Usually they're not doing much with their lives, and they look terrible, and then you kind of see the person that they settled with.
How about high school guys? Is he doing terrible?
No, he's not.
How did he look?
Better than ever. Like, yeah.
What's up?
Jump on that. Damn.
We'll see.
What's your problem? We'll see. Is he listening right now?
No.
No,
not.
He didn't know
Hold
about
on.
The show?
Let me look. From what I can see, I don't know. I don't really know his number like that.
Brother High School, if you're
listening,
please call up. Dial 1 to talk to Jasmine. Dial in 323-657-1479 and dial number 1. Because you have a second chance at love, Jasmine.
Yes. I will say this. I do have an issue with wanting the things that got away to want me still, or to know that I still got a shot. Does anybody else do that? Like, hit up these people, say hi, and just see, test the waters and see if they're still, like, interested?
Is that
well,
how
I don't do that.
You know, that comes
do that?
More for me with the...
No, I don't do that.
So I'm with you. Yeah. I think the ones, for me, that I check in with every now and again, or like I kind of chuckle every time they reach out, are the ones that really, you know, didn't pay me much attention or was sleeping on me, you know, at some point in time. Like, you know, maybe they had several girls on the side, or they didn't want to commit, they didn't want anything serious at the time, or they, you know, they played me. So, but now, you know, I'm older, and I have my, you know, affairs in order, and I think that I am a relatively attractive woman, and now I'm starting to get some, you know, like, what happened? You know, I lost touch with you. Like, nah, you didn't lose touch with me. You know, you weren't interested then, and or, you know, the baby moms that they, you know, chose over me, that type of thing. She turned out to be crazy. or she didn't keep herself up, you know, like a lot of different things. Even small acquaintances that, you know, maybe they just didn't call back after a date or two or something like that. And then now they, you know, you change your profile pic and all of a sudden they want to know what you've been up to.
Yeah, I will say that I have a lot of people who, I guess, thought that I got away. Well, I did get away. You know, I've been known to, you know, make the quick escape, you know, sometimes. Or, you know, someone, like you said, may have just broken it off with me, but I usually get that call back or those emails and how you doing and what happened and, you know, are you still doing this? Or, you know, do you have more time now and, you know, stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting. Like, they always come back, Vicky T, always come back. So, you know. But, you know, I have a rule never to go backwards, so.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, you know, because some of them, for the most part, well, not some, a small portion of them, like, you know, they're not too bad. Like, for whatever reason, like I said, maybe it was like a small acquaintance and we just didn't hit it off at that time. But they're all right now. Why don't you go back? Like, what is the deal breaker? Or maybe, you know, the other thing I think of is I am a better person now than I was then, so I can see where I am more attractive now than I was 10, 15 years ago. Shit, even 5 years ago.
Well, I go back to settle the score, and then I'm out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. You got to get the beat right, you know, and then you go ahead and move on. But usually with me is that I'm either in another situation or I'm just chilling, and you know, I guess I hold grudges a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, don't tell me last year you wasn't trying to feel the kid, but this year, you know, you done bumped your head, you grew up a little bit. And, like, I don't have women told me that they were young then, and like, this was 6 months ago, you know, or just some craziness, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready now. Like, one chick, you know, she called me, asked me where I was working. And it was the same place where I was working the last time I talked to her, and she was like, she liked that because it shows I'm stable. And, you know, it is, nah. Because I feel like I haven't really changed like that. So if you couldn't see the value of me then, you know, you probably just have, like, I won't say sour grapes, but you just want what you can't have or have, I guess, seller's remorse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me, I'm pretty upwardly mobile, and the older and older I get, the greater and greater I get in different arenas, and I think some people just see that. Like, I'll have a windfall somewhere in my life, and it's like clockwork. You know, you can set a clock to the amount of women that call me when something, you know, is apparent that changed me in a positive way. They'll call up, like, hey, I seen so-and-so. Or I may be with someone, you know what I mean? And they may get a wind of that, and then they go ahead and try to contact me. So, no, they're not worthy.
Okay. See, so I think for some, like, that's just being stubborn a little bit. You know, like, if somebody, okay, so put it this way. What if the one that you let get away, the little, the one that's married to the Mexican in Arizona, putting that out there in case anybody knows how we can find her, comes back and she, you know, she says, like, you know, at the time, or you find her, she's divorced from her husband, and you're like, at the time, I didn't really know you were feeling me, you know, I've been thinking about you all of these years, what if we just kind of, you know, start over, and she's being as stubborn as you, and is saying, like, nah, you didn't see my value then. Like, wouldn't you want her to kind of be a little bit understanding, and wouldn't you appreciate the fact that she's willing to kind of open that door again?
Well, I just want to address something that Ksenia is saying in the chat room.
She says,
she isn't a virgin, I don't want her anymore. Nah, well, first of all, you don't know her business. She may still be a virgin. Maybe 10 years ago, but you don't know. So don't respect it like that. And, no, it wasn't about that. It wasn't about that at all. I didn't even know she was a virgin. I mean, that was like the extra pain on top. Like, word, and you a virgin? Really? But her name is Nordia, by the way. I forgot her last name last year, but if you know any Nordias out there, You know what he's out there? You know, I'll take them all. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me. I'm a finder. She doesn't have any kids either. But back to you saying earlier, I don't know about it being stubborn, but I mean, whatever you felt, and we're talking about situations where it's not mutual, right? Whatever you felt, I wasn't the person for you before, I'm that same dude. I'm not for you now. It's not Gonzalez. Shut up. It's like Robinson or Johnson or Rogers. He's Jamaican, one of those. But, you know.
She's married to a Lopez, though.
Damn it. She is, though. She is. That's the problem. She, they're throwing out different last names and shit. Anyhow, I feel like, yo, like, for real, whatever it was you didn't feel about me then, like, it's still me now. Now that you've grown, I ain't trying to hear all that shit. Grow with somebody else. You know, I want someone who's able to understand my value. You know what I mean? So, that's that.
Wow.
I don't feel like they got away. They just did me a favor, really.
Okay.
But, yeah, I get a lot of them. Right. Huh?
Best thing I never had, Beyonce song.
Yeah, you know, and I know four of them are listening. Like, I ain't trying to be foul about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I definitely respect that you're mature enough to come with hat in hand and anything, but, you know, it's too little too late. So, you know, I got away. So hopefully, like Jasmine, you don't make the same mistake. You know, go and get that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because there's guys like me that will give you no second chance. So, you know, if you got a guy out there that you know that you're being a jerk about the whole thing, hold on to him. You know what I mean? Because good guys are very, very, very scarce out there.
I have a question with that. Before I do, we have several callers that I just want to let them know. If you have something to share, you're in the chat room and you would like to share your story about letting someone get away or being the one that was given up, you can call in at 323-657-1479 and press 1, and we would be happy to have you on the air tonight. So the question that I had that is slowly escaping me is, okay, how do you know? So, like, in my situation, you know, I think I'm back in touch with this person, and for once we're both single at the same time. How do I know, without making a fool of myself, especially having been the one that let him get away, like, how do I know that he's interested in more than just having beat rights?
Well, you look good, and you're a nice person, so he's interested. I mean, that's pretty much
that
simple.
This
I mean,
is
you know.
Did you guys hear?
I thought that was hypothetical. You were serious?
No, she is. No, she's serious.
Oh.
She wants to know.
No, come on.
You feel me?
That was a real compliment.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like, yo, if he calls you on the phone here and there, I mean, come on. I mean, see, really, with guys, we do have an ego, though, and we do want to know that we still got it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So let him know that he still got it.
Okay.
Just make sure that you want it, though.
Yeah, make
that's
sure you want it.
Point.
That's number one.
Don't mess
yes.
with this guy's head. Again. That's what y'all do. And Ms. Jackson says I'm cold. And Vic ain't cold. I ain't cold. This Vic ain't a yo-yo, though, you know? He ain't be no yo-yo and shit.
Yeah, but, you know, like once or twice. I mean, well, once. I think once is enough, you know, because sometimes, like I said, the situation just isn't right at the time. But if you had a good connection and, you know, there were some outside situations that were keeping you guys from having a good relationship, then I don't think anything is wrong with perhaps trying again. If, you know, the stars are aligned right the second time.
Well, there's no double dipping, though, you know. Like Shaw says, you may have to handle that business, you know, somewhat. You know, and get out of there. But now, there was a person, though, I ain't gonna lie, this is back when I was 14, at summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up in Toronto. You know, Vic used to go, you know, Toronto.
International summer camp with Zoe. Where's Zoe?
That's another story that, trust me, is going to be the subject of next week's episode. Anyway, but yeah, you know, there was a chick. She was an assistant counselor with me, and I liked her a lot. You know what I'm saying? I liked her. But my cousin, who's a bit older than me, he had took that, so she had got away. I don't know her last name, though.
One time at band camp. That's what Nikki Blue says.
You were at band camp?
Did Jasmine just quote a movie?
No, that's somebody on Nikki Blue.
Oh,
but I can tell you, that didn't that come from American Pie, a movie that I
get
did
out
not
of
see.
Here. Look at you, knowing movies.
Look at me. I didn't see that movie, but I do know that quote belongs to it. Thank you. Yay! Wait a minute, you guys. I got a hand clap, and Vic said I look good and I'm a nice person. Tonight is my night. Yay!
Now you just got a man up, dude. Stop being gay.
Good.
Now you want me to be a man? No, y'all asking
for
me.
I said man up and stop being gay. You know where that comes from? You know how I know you're gay? You know what movie that's from?
Oh,
no.
Wait. That's from Knocked Up?
Oh, man.
No, for the old version.
Yeah.
All right. I got the second try. I got it. Second try, I got it.
But since this
that,
is
guys?
In a movie review, I liked it, too. It was funny. I don't remember. I didn't see it multiple times.
Nah, but who is that that's been to college and high school and completed it? Who has had the chance to get the college sweetheart? I mean, come on. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
you're lucky.
Well,
don't call up. Don't host the show, you know, and you had the chance to reunite with your college sweetheart? Come on. Disrespecting Cupid right now.
There must be something holding you back. What's holding you back?
All the other.
All the other what?
Other what?
All the other prospects. Okay, so this is what I think. I'll be very candid right now.
He's fine.
I haven't been single. I haven't been single in a very long time, and I'm honestly not single by choice. I'm in one of those situations where somebody let me get away. You know, they gave me up. So you know, it's a whole new. You know, this is why people don't call.
Go ahead.
All right. Anyways, I'm trying to pour my heart and soul and be honest with y'all, and this is what I get.
You were saying you got dumped?
I'm single, and it's all new to me. You know, it's like a whole new arena. I haven't been single in over 10, 11 years now. So the idea of, like, you know, stepping into someone very serious, like the point that you guys make, like make sure that this is what you want. You know, I have to really decipher between am I not just with this guy, with all of the guys that are probably on the line. Hi.
All of them.
You know, I have to really decipher if I am flirting and kind of just enjoying that, if I'm infatuated, if I'm looking too much into something, you know what I mean? So it's not just with this I bring him.
Going through all of this adult, thinking out the process before you say one thing, get your flirt on, find out what's up. Man.
I am, but y'all trying to get me to, you know, get married to the high school sweetheart, and it's not necessarily like that right now. And why is Aries saying KKK everywhere? What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's scary.
Racism is
so
alive,
man. Does he have any children?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
No children.
Man.
No children. Wow. Now, ladies, her high school and college sweetheart, who she let go, got it going on physically, socially, financially, no children, and she's fronting.
Well, she said she got dudes.
She got
dudes lined up.
She got dudes lined up.
She got dudes lined up.
All right. You're a dude that Jasmine got lined up, give us a call, 323-657-1479. And one, that screen, you make sure you're better than a high school guy.
They have all been instructed not to press that one.
Well, one of them called one, didn't he? Remember?
Yeah, but I hung up on him.
Oh, yeah, you sure did.
We didn't want to hear what he had to say. Okay, well, I'm looking at the ladies' advice on the chat room, so thank you. I'll let you guys know how it goes. Anyways, enough about me. So,
Well, if anybody has a story about, you know, them letting someone get away, I mean, I think we all got that story. I mean, I don't know who, I mean, you have your psychopaths out there who says, well, I don't really care. Okay, anyway, it wasn't meant to be, but I mean, come on. If you never, you know, is there no one that you miss or nothing like that, you're a psychopath. I don't tell you. So you think about that as we play my favorite song from the breakup. It's called All About Us. And the producer is, his name is Nubs. You know, shout out to him. He's from the Netherlands. Or what's the other place? The Netherlands and the other place. Where is the Dutch at?
Denmark.
Denmark. I think he's from there. Come on. All About Us.
DJ Victoria, DJ the proposal.
What up, man?
You gotta let him know what it is.
Vibe with me. Come on.
This song about you.
About you.
That we vacate while they still stuck in the same state. A state of shock, state of depression. They worry about us like a fatal obsession. So the love we got is like aiming a weapon at the heart of the naysayers. I know they praying you and I slip and break up. That's so wrong. But the creator made us so strong. And we really been in it for so long. And when I'm in it, I'll be in it for so long. And you love it. Tell everybody else that you don't need anybody else. It's just you, me, us against the earth. I'ma have your back for what it's worth.
It's all about you,
about you.
Try to kill this thing that we got like it's not for real. They don't understand. From what I can feel, people think they got the feel, but we got it locked and sealed. I know your friends are saying, what about when he tours and all them dime girls? Give it up like whores. Take your time, girl. They messing with your mind, girl. Cause you know what they really want to say is, yo, I wish he was mine, girl. And you letting them in. It's a game to these bitches and you letting them win. We don't gotta argue about who gon' take the garbage out. You don't gotta bitch and moan. Sometimes I don't give you those. I ain't gon' stretch your mind. You don't want exercise, well I don't want eat right. It don't gotta be a fight. You know about my job. You know I'm a flirt, girl. If I ain't have a job, you and I would still.
What about you?
About you.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody is calling in.
Sound like an evil witch right now. So you got to call 718-300.
Hello, hello.
What's going on?
Hello.
State your name.
This is DJ Soul Sonics.
Well, Sonics,
hey.
What's going on?
Yeah, what up, Peace Victorious? What's good, man?
I'm doing okay.
I know what I got to do to talk to you now. So, I'm calling up.
Oh, man.
What's up, Jasmine? What's good?
What's going on?
What's up, Jasmine? I've been checking out Jasmine's pictures on Facebook. Wow.
Aw, thanks,
But
what's wrong with
them? For y'all. I got a story for you right now. I'm going through right now. I got this crazy chick that can't let this go, right? So she's going to text me about, you know, me and her, we're kind of cool. I don't deal with her in any sexual way anymore. I used to deal with her. The only thing is, you know, when I met her, you know, she was a virgin. You know what I mean? And I messed up right there. I should have stopped and went the other way. But being so curious, I had to go in, you know?
It's been like two years.
She won't leave me alone. She texts me every day, like 100 times a day. I don't text her back once. I have 2 years worth of text messages. Worth of text messages, which I haven't replied once.
No. You called up last week's show.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's crazy, man. I get all types. She makes all types of Facebook pages for me. She makes all types of MySpace. She makes Twitter pages with my picture on it. And then she makes gay sites about me. Yo, she makes gay sites about me and puts Joel Santana
what?
On there.
Whoa. Hey. You shut your mouth. Hold on. She makes what? What did you say?
I said she makes Facebook and MySpace and Twitter pages with my picture on it. She makes gay pages. She makes all types of pages about. She has like 50 pages out there with me on it, man.
So she's trying to assassinate your character?
I mean, she could try, man. You know, I mean, the word is out. My circle knows who this chick is. You know what I mean? So I put the word out there. But she just looks hot, man. Yeah, I mean, I let people know I only got one page. If you see any another page, just, you know, don't accept it. Somebody crazy that's trying to, you know, get in my life and infiltrate, you know. And she has infiltrated
that is
already,
stalking.
You know. But, this is beyond stalking, man. I mean, I get like 50 to at least the minimum 50 text messages a day. I wake up to 20 text messages.
I tell you, my brother.
I'll never do that again. I'll never go after a virgin again. Anybody listening out there, but gonna tell you, she a virgin, you just run.
Well, I don't think that's all virgins, but yeah.
Nikki Blue said, right to go wrong.
Because I was curious. You know what I'm saying? A virgin, you're like, damn, you know? I don't even think that exists anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, how old was she?
When I met her, she was, what, 24? 24? Mm-hmm. This is 3-4 years ago.
What culture is she from that she's a 24-year-old virgin? Like, she's like a Buddhist? Like, she Muslim?
No, she's from here. She's from here. She just, you know, never really dated or stuff like that. She went out with one dude before. You know what the funny thing is? She has a Korean fetish. Oh, that's sick.
She's a virgin to a Korean.
Yeah. The Cassini says that's why she was a virgin, because she's crazy. You're the only one dumb enough to fuck with her.
I wish I would have known. I didn't know that. I was blind to the signs, man. I didn't see nothing in the beginning.
Yeah, no, she was crazy in the brains, huh? Mm-hmm.
Damn, man. And talk about she can't let it go, man.
Change your number, but make sure I have it, okay? Change your number.
Yeah, she made a Facebook page and told somebody else that, oh yeah, I got a new phone, just, you know, whatever. And somehow, some way, she got my number. You know, I changed my phone number like 3-4 times already. And I'm like, you know, at this point, even if I change it, it's not even gonna make a difference, you know. But yeah, man, I just wanted to call. I missed y'all, man. They changed my work schedule. I get out of work at 8:00, so I can't even call in and listen in, you know, like I used to. But
well,
I wanted
the
to
show
face and,
well, the show starts at 8:00, so you're good.
Yeah, no, I have after work. I get out of work at 8, and I have a capoeira class at 9.
So, okay.
It takes me about 45 to 50 minutes to get onto the train, and when
on
I get
train,
out of the train,
okay.
I'm training class. Yeah, so I'm writing class. So I didn't go to class today because I'm looking at an apartment and stuff like that. So, you know, that's why I didn't go to class. But I wanted to say what's up, say peace to all of y'all. Sha, Victorious, Jasmine
Yo.
With the internet, Facebook pics. Oh, man, you guys don't know what you're missing.
No. Jasmine, he's about to text you 50 times a day.
No, yeah, I got you, Jasmine.
Get ready for that.
I'm not going to leave you alone.
Okay.
All right, good looking, Soul Sonic.
Yeah, I love y'all, man. Y'all stay up.
Wow.
Yo, Jared, you get mad love today, yo.
Yeah.
I know.
He's not going to get away.
I'm scared to mess with Soul Sonic because I don't want to be killed by the lying ass virgin.
He's making gay pages. I don't know what gay pages are, but
I don't want to know. Something with Jewel Santana or something?
Yeah, what the fuck? I was wanting to know. Every time I ring the doorbell, the senior says, who is it? Okay. We have area code 561. You're on the air. 561-714. I'm finna call your number out. If your number is 561-714-539 blank, you're on the air.
I'm gonna look at my contact. 561.
Uh-huh.
That's down this way.
Uh-oh.
That's it. I'm tired of people calling.
That's somebody stalker right there.
Hell yeah, that's Jasmine, dude.
I'm about to find out right now.
Kill you, bitch. What? In my head?
Oh, my God.
I'm
kill you, bitch.
Let's see.
Yo, I text you sorry. I text you sorry while you hit me back.
Yo, you got your crazy stalkers calling and not saying shit, man. Oh, man.
Great.
I hung up on that person. I don't know what that was about.
Don't get up killed, Dad.
Yeah. I don't even know her like that. We work together. This is a show, for real. I'll kill you and anybody next to you.
Shut up. That 561 number, she actually goes by the name of Orbit. And the next time you call, she goes by the name Orbit. And she's listening in, but she's too shy to call. So now that we have your name and your telephone number, you might as well call back and press 1 again.
Hold up, girl. Hey, girls, okay? It's just us. But
her name is Orbit.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that is her name is kind of.
Anyways, that was pretty funny. It's probably the same person I called last time, and we got a glimpse of what was going on in their background.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I think Soul Sonic may have gotten the wrong show. I think we did last week. Stalker show, I think he may have got it twisted, but that's cool. I'm glad he called up. Again, if you guys want to call up, dial 323-657-1479. Now, you know, I want to tell y'all something, right? This is something I ain't really told nobody before, like in real life. I'm a share my emotion picture family. Y'all listening?
Mm-hmm.
All right. About 3 weeks ago, there was a girl on the street, right? And I'm going to get right back to that. Get right back to that. Right now, we got caller 850 on the air. What's going on?
Tallahassee.
What line? Hello?
What going
on? Hello?
What,
Hello? Papa?
What?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, what's your name? Oh, shit, it's Nordia.
Nordia?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Let's y'all stop playing. Who is this?
You know Nordia is an island.
Y'all ain't shit, though. Y'all ain't shit. Who is this, 850?
This is Nordia.
Yo, ain't shit. Y'all funny, though.
He loved you, Nordia. He loved you, girl. Why did you let him let
y'all
you
Y'all ain't shit.
What happened, Nordia? Hello? Yeah, you're on the air. We can hear you. What happened between you and Vic?
Between me and Vic?
Yeah, what happened?
You know, me not really want to talk about that. You know, me and Vic, we long story. You know, me and Vic, me can't deal with him. You know, me just can't deal with him, you know?
Well, one of the ladies on the chat room said he was cold. Cold to you, Nordia?
Was that cold, Nordia?
Yeah, man, you're cold, I said. Yeah, man. Absolutely. You know, me can't deal with it.
Oh, man.
You're American, right?
Nah, I'm paying $1 million.
Yeah, that's what me thought. See, me need a yard man in my life. A yard man, you know, I also do everything. Me not have no problem with the yard man. You know, that's why me just stick to it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know more?
See, your little ringer blew it. She blew the script. Say no damn Nordia, man. What's with no damn yard man? She ain't married to a Mexican.
What is it?
Nordia, he said you still married to the Mexican.
Yo, y'all
you can't
funny.
Deal with this thing.
You can't deal with
it. Yeah, me just was calling. Me will call back later. So thank you, baby.
Thank you for calling, Nordia. Thank you
for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Wow.
You let her get away. Again.
That wasn't Nordia, but we were able to do some things though. But 561 called back and hung up again. But y'all ain't shit. I don't know who that was.
It sounded like her though.
It sounded like her.
You know Nordia is the island name.
So how y'all found her? What, you went on MySpace, Facebook?
Well, Aries was the one looking. Aries, look, she's laughing in the chat room. She's the one who found her. It was either her or Nikki Blue, one of them, because they was really rooting for Nordia. That was funny.
Call back, Nordia. I'm sorry. If you're still a virgin, let me know, babe. Sorry.
Not with a yardie, man. Oh, goodness. Oh, Aries wants to know why our show is only an hour long. I told her it's because none of these fools will call in and share their deepest, darkest secrets like I have tonight. It's so
well,
sad.
I know I did. I talked about Nordia. Jesus Christ.
You did.
I'm like saying her name. We have nightmares tonight. You got to hear sweet voices now. A sweet, sweet voice.
You said you were cold. You were cold.
Yeah, well, show number 20.
Yeah, 25. What are you talking about?
I thought it was 20, 25.
I don't know. Something like that.
No, it's our 20th show. If anyone knows, let us know, because we just be doing it. I don't even know. But I know we got 25,000 listens. I think it's show number 20. Thanks for all of y'all who've been there from day one, which is some of y'all. Thanks to all of our new listeners. What Ksenia is talking about, she got a getaway guy. I think it's Colin, I believe, but she's not going to call, though. She ain't going to call.
That's 2 minutes, Aries.
2 minutes to call. 2 minutes to call. 323-657-1479. But, yeah, you know.
Eminem is Jackson too much.
I think she got punked by Milk number 2. No more Milk in Atlanta. She don't want to call up no more. I think that's what it is.
She not on tonight.
Yeah, but I think she's just shook, though. I think she's scared to call now. But yeah, this was like a temporary thing, you know, we were just doing, and I guess we ain't looking back. I guess we all decided to go full force with it. I done reunited with my long lost love. She mad at me right now, but don't worry about it. I'm gonna develop a little accent, like the Mighty Quinn accent. I'm gonna get it back. So good.
That was like Theo's girl from Cosby Show.
All you do is watch TV.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I just have a photographic memory. You ever talk
about
that?
Yeah, the
Mama
Cleo. Hey, yard man. The yard man.
Thank you.
I see how we playing, though, y'all. I see. It's my turn next week. I see what y'all doing. Trying to play with my emotions and all that.
Who's playing with your emotions? We on a show with you.
They want us to extend the damn show. But ain't nobody calling. I can send it real quick, can I? I don't think I can.
I don't know, but Blog Talk then got real slick.
Yeah, y'all call back next week. Fuck that. We got to do things. Me and Shaw got to do single shit. Gavin got to do Pampers or something like that. I don't know what she got to do.
My kids are not in Pampers.
Fuck that. Y'all do something else with y'all time. This show is over until next Tuesday. You just tell a friend.
Peace.
Bye. Peace, Nordia. I'll see you.
Oh, soft ass.
Oh, yeah. Everybody heard that? Everybody heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, including Nordia.
Yo, Trick, I don't care. Just okay.
Call him.
Call me.
He's not going to stop talking about you.
When's this damn show going to be over? Isn't
it time? I don't know, but I think she was calling from Shaw's phone.
Nah, she's in Tampa. I'm going to find her. I'm going to find her like Soul Sonic Stalker. I'm talking about gay pages and with Joelle. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yo, I got to get on Facebook on Soul's page and see what the hell he's talking about.
I won't even see his damn page.
Come on, be on Facebook and look at Jasmine's pictures that everybody's talking about.
That's why you were so quiet over there all night. You've been looking at him.
You about to
go
be a trending topic.
Like button. Go ahead and push the like button.
Nah, that's crazy.
Well, I know Sha was on the Angry MILF's number 2's page, though, I heard.
I was?
I heard you was on that show, son. Not true? I mean,
no,
on that page.
I was checking people out because, you know, people be talking about, you know, stepping games up and all of that. I had to know what they looking like.
Yeah, that's crazy. She ain't come back on the show since, either.
Nope, ain't been back.
For those of y'all who... We're still on, actually. I just realized we're doing the overtime thing. So if anybody wants to go, they can go.
As long as they'll let us.
We have 6 calls on the line. We have, let me see. We got 973-333 is on the line. What's up?
What? Let's just start putting people mic on.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. 973-333, you on the line right now. What's up? Holler at us.
Why am I on the line?
Because
we
want to
hear your story.
Up. Who you let get away, 973?
You don't want to hear about that. That's boring high school stuff.
So is mine.
That's all we got, high school stuff.
Okay, so his name was Colin, and he was my first
love. Well, first
love,
of all, introduce yourself properly. Who are you?
You already said my name, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's Aries.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
What she wanted me to say is Angry
this
Milk.
This is the Angry
one.
Milk number one.
What?
All right. Go ahead.
That's it. Okay. He went away to college. I resented the fact that he decided to go to school in Pennsylvania instead of staying in New Jersey. So I cheated, and that was that. And the person that I cheated with, I wound up having 2 kids with. He's an asshole, but I love my kids. So, but I don't regret it because I wouldn't have my kids. And, yeah, last time I saw him, he was fat. So,
all's well that ends well.
That's true.
But we
y'all
want to
be together, no way.
Keep in touch every once in a while on Facebook, blah, blah, blah.
He's like, what's up, Tassinia? What's up, girl?
Now, he's Belizean, so the accent is a little different.
Oh, what kind of accent do you got?
I don't remember. It all starts to sound the same to me.
So who was that girl, Jasmine? Who was that? Who was that really?
Nordia. Shit.
Man, knock it off. Right, I see how y'all going to do it. Watch.
Angry MILF number 2.
Watch.
That's who it was. Using her fake accent because, you know, she would not miss the show. So I know that had to be her.
I'm just letting y'all know. Next week, watch with Victoria. Y'all want to do the pranks? I got you covered.
So,
I'm going in.
Started. Look what you started.
Shy, you was browsing Angry Mill's number two's picks.
What's up now? How she look, Shy? Does she look good like that? I just wanted to see what people be looking like that they'll be calling up, talking about, you know, they want dudes to step their game up and all that type of stuff. I just want to know what they look like.
What she look like,
Shy? Turn this mic on. Turn 404 on. 384.
All right. 404, you're on.
I'm about to go eat.
Go
Natural 404 talks. 404, you're on.
404. 384.
I'm about to go eat dinner. 663,
something.
Francois? I didn't realize I was on, but okay.
You're on.
You should impress one number next time. Tell us your
story. I didn't do it on purpose, but I actually do have something to talk about. I have a friend that I'm really close with the last 4 years, and we're just friends right now, but I kind of want to make it more than that, but he's worried about our friendship. So I need a suggestion on what I should do.
Shy, should I, or do you want to do this? You said he's worried about your friendship. Is that what he told you?
I think he's worried about the friendship. He's been close for so long. I mean, he's always been that guy. When other guys, you know, mess up, I could talk to him. So he's, like, the perfect guy. But he's being, like, difficult right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Has he ever seen you naked before?
No.
Okay. Partially.
Who's worried about the friendship? Him?
Yeah, him. That's why we don't believe this. We don't believe that. Yeah, guys. You guys are never worried about the friendship. Don't laugh at her, Shy.
You're
no, not at all. But guys are hardly ever.
Because I think he's worried about the friendship because he was a whore. So he doesn't want to, like, whore me out, I guess.
Oh, that makes sense.
But
that's not worried about the
friendship. That's different. Yeah, that's different. Okay. He didn't want to play you out.
And you guys, I have seen this caller, Francois, and she is a hot girl. So it's not one of those, you know.
Okay.
I can see where this guy is talking
Facebook,
about.
What's her Facebook?
Really attracted to her. So
What's her Facebook?
We need to see, you know, make sure she's not that nasty.
Victorious asked. I didn't ask.
Francois.
What is
it
doing?
We gotta see the total picture in order to really analyze what's going on.
Yeah, that was
about.
Follow
out before y'all trying to push up
her. You're right. That was wrong of us.
I'm not trying to push up nobody. I want Nordia. You know, but on a real caller, I think if he really liked you like that, he would not be worried about playing you out. You know, he would. Like, when a guy, whore or no whore, when he really is into a woman like that, all the whoring dies. You know,
at least for that time being, though.
Nah, that's you, too. You knock it off.
Nah. Listen. When you have somebody that you're feeling, if you're not ready to step up, especially if you're friends with them and you like them a lot. I've been there about 27 times. Where you like this person a lot, and you know for a fact that if you get with them, you're still going to run up in other people. Like, that's just going to happen. So you might just try to tell them to wait or come up with an excuse. Like, I don't want to mess up the friendship. With the hopes that you get it out of your system. And then when you're ready to get with this person, that you're good. And that might be the scenario, you know.
What should she do in this situation? In those 27 situations that you've had? Okay.
Well, let me ask you, caller, did he say wait for me? What
did
he say, actually?
What did he say? I mean, we obviously have an attraction for each other. Like, there was one night we happened to be at the same club. We did not know we were going there, and it was like we just have that connection, but we just won't go there. We've never kissed. We've never done any of that. It's just we're just friends that kind of want to go there with each other, but we just don't. He doesn't want to hurt me.
He's good. He didn't want to hurt you. Question. Are you single? Are you single?
Am I single?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he single? What's the obstacle? Like, how did y'all get this far that nothing happened. Like, you messed with his friend before?
Like, I was actually not, I've never been attracted to him. I'm really still not attracted to him, but he has such a great personality.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay, now we see what's going on. He's the one that got away.
Wait, you were never attracted to him?
No, and I used to always tell him that, but he didn't care. Like, I used to just, I mean, because that's how we were. We were like brother and sister kind of type of relationship. And I was like, oh, I'm not attracted to you. So then over time, it just grew into something more for the last 4 years, you know? So now, he has swag, which is like sexy to me. So that's what got him. You know?
Wait a minute. His swag started being sexy now? Is it new swag?
Yeah, did he get money?
No, he always had it, but I was all caught up on what he looked like, but instead of, like, everything else. But now, you know.
What does he look like? Is he a chubster? Like, what does he look like? He's funny looking?
No, he's not funny looking. He's just not. He wasn't my type originally.
But now he is.
Cocky. Yeah.
So he remixed himself.
And I had to deal with all of that, his cockiness. So, I don't know. He's a nice guy.
Does he have a lot of women?
Does he have a lot of women? Well, he talks about it. I mean, it would be to the point where we would be talking and we'd be on the couch, like, hanging out, and he would tell me about his random chicks. And it's just
Wait a minute. Are you a new listener?
That's a tactic.
No, I've listened to before.
We had come to the show. What show was that?
We do that.
Okay, we covered that. We covered talking about other girls to the girl you want. Remember that show?
Get out the friend zone.
Yes, get out the friend zone. Yes.
Yeah.
He's listening to our shows.
This guy's been listening. He's been listening. And he ran the game on you, and now he won. Kudos to this man.
Kudos to us, sir.
Yay!
Wow, yes, we did it. Sorry, friends.
Sorry you're at the end of this. But.
Oh, wow, he is good. Yes.
He's great. And now he got you on the waiting list. Like, I don't know.
Yo, he got out of the friend zone. Can we, like, a special guest or something?
Suggestions. Well, being that you're kind of mixed up right now, you need to take a step back and analyze what it is that you like about this person. Like, it just seems like he kind of got you, like, out of the friend zone. You know, for you to be friends for 4 to 5 years, there had to be a reason. Had to be a reason you didn't see him in that light. I think you need to, you know, take a step back, figure out what it is that made you change your mind, and if you want to go forward, because if it's real, then hopefully it's mutual. Like, he's not playing you just to, you know, get out that zone and get in your panties and then be like, yeah, I gotta. You know, you need to know what
that's
it is.
All. Well, caller, do you want to be with him in a relationship?
Right. Do you?
You know what? That's what he asked me, and I couldn't honestly answer that. Because I would want that, but I don't think that's what he wants, so it doesn't make
sense.
We're
asking you, what do you want? Do you want
to make
it
on you? Don't worry about him.
I would prefer a relationship.
Okay.
Prefer? You said prefer?
Yes, I would prefer a relationship, yes.
That's not aggressive
words. But you're taking sex, though.
You got to want it. I mean,
yeah.
He's like the only type of guy, because I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Like, if something went down between us, I guess I wouldn't feel too bad about it, because we just have that relationship where, you know, I hope that it would just go back to normal if things did not work out, but.
Do you watch Seinfeld, caller?
I used to.
You remember the one where Jerry and Elaine decided to have sex?
No.
Mm-hmm. And they came up with rules?
She's not watching Seinfeld regularly. She don't know. I don't, you know, listen to our show, you don't watch Seinfeld. All right.
Just give it a rundown. Give it a rundown.
Yeah. Basically, it don't work. Or see that movie. Give me that movie that came out.
All of them. No strings attached.
No strings attached.
Benefits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not going to work. You're already caught up in him. I would say this. I would say leave him alone, period. And wait till, you know, if you wish to, wait until he's through, you know, playing around, whoring around, because you're going to fuck around and catch mono or something like that anyway. So don't do that. Just leave him alone.
Feeling.
Yeah, leave him alone. Find someone with swag that looks good to you. And don't fuck him. And be his friend. Period.
Okay.
No, leave him alone.
It sounds like he wants to do it, though.
Yeah, she's going to do it, but you know,
she heard it here first. Like one more drunk night, and it's a wrap.
Yeah, on the couch, right? If a guy says, I don't want to hurt you, he's going to hurt you. Period. Like me, I'm a great guy, but when I tell him, you know, don't do A, B, and C because I'm going to hurt you, I'm finna hurt them. Even if I don't want to, it's going to hurt because think about it. Like, most men are not going to say that to you. Most men are just going to do what they do. But if a guy is warning you, then heed that warning. You may think that you're grown enough to deal with it, but you're not. You know, I don't care how old you are, how mature you are. You know, when your heart is involved, you're always going to be vulnerable. So what you want to do is leave him alone. And if he's still feeling his little swag or whatever you call it, next year, if he's chilled out, then go ahead and see him. But until then, tell him you don't want to hear about none of those stories about none of those other girls. You know, and find you a guy who's unattached, you know, who looks good and is not a whore.
And call us back. We want to know.
Yeah, we want to know. Yeah. Don't be on the couch with this guy. Don't sleep on the bed with him.
He's going to do it.
He already did it, I'm sure. Don't do it again. All right.
Don't be like,
when he hits it, he's going to hit it well. He's going to go in for all the years that y'all were just friends. He's going to take that friend going
hit
out
it
on
well.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's going to
climb
everything.
The wall. Yeah, he can do all that shit. Yeah.
So, prepare for
out on
just know that you're going to catch
feelings. He's going to knock that.
Okay.
You don't care.
Well, aren't you happy that you pushed one with your cheek?
Yes. Thank you.
Great. If nothing else,
well,
be the best sex you ever had.
But yeah, but what you want to do? Go to the archives and listen to our show. Get How to Get Out the Friend Zone.
Okay.
Well, he's good.
Yeah, he is good. That shit works.
It does.
Thanks, Francois.
Thank you, Francois. So, and Jasmine, you make sure you link that page.
Oh, make that suggestion.
Yeah,
she is your type, too,
Vic. She's my type. What's my type?
Cute in the... Well, how they be saying it? Thin in the waist. Big butt.
That's,
cute
that's
in the
my
face.
Type?
Yeah.
Everybody's type. Cute face. You talking about?
Well, you know, she just has that look that screams Vic all over it.
That sounded so hateful. You know how you like them, you know, you like them all cute and stuff.
All cute with big booties.
Well, I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt her.
You guys can be friends and watch Seinfeld together. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we go now? I have a phone call today.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Yeah, me too. I
got
a
tip that I got.
All right, everybody. Next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.